It's time for another Basketball Insiders Podcast with Lang Green.
The podcast. This is your guy, Lang Green, senior NBA writer for Basketball Insiders. And today I have the honor to be joined with my man, Matt John, staff writer for Basketball Insiders. This is my first time being able to rock with Matt on the mic. Matt, what is going on with you?
Nothing much, Lang. First podcast, so I'm nervous and excited. Nervous because it's my first podcast, obviously, but excited because I get to co-host it with one of Basketball Insider season vets.
Oh, see, listen, man, the check is in the mail already. Listen, but anyway, hey, man, listen, thanks for joining. I want to know your feelings right now in terms of overall on the playoffs in general. We can get into specific series, right? But what is your thought in terms of the competition level of the playoffs you're seeing? Are you happy with the product that the NBA is showing, or do you think that the lack of competition and the blowouts are a problem for the league?
Well, the first round was really entertaining. Like, we got a lot of really good series. And then when half those teams got eliminated, suddenly the better teams in the league started, standing out more and more. The thing about this year is that we got a lot of inexperienced teams. We got teams like Utah and Indiana. Like, Utah and Indiana, they were there last year, but with completely different rosters.
Right.
So it was nice to see teams with such little experience who no one had much expectations for kind of like make their own impact, but now they're gone. So, and now we kind of got the series that we expected. I guess not many expected Celtics-Cavs after everything that the Celtics went through. Leading up to now, these conference finals up until last night were not that much fun to watch. I mean, Celtics-Cavs over these past couple of games, it's been one team's been great and the other hasn't been. And it's the same thing with Houston and Golden State. But, last night's Warriors-Rockets game was a phenomenal game. And, I don't know whether or not it'll continue to be like that. But so I guess what I'm getting at is the first round has been great. And since then, it's kind of simmered down a little bit after that.
Well, I tell you what, man, and I've been talking about this for a while, and correct me if I'm wrong, but all throughout the season, I've harped on this in the past, right? So someone's going to take me off my soapbox, but I'm going to keep screaming it. All season long, I keep hearing about how the West is so much deeper than the East, how the West is so much more talented than the East, how the West is such a crapshoot. There's no drama at all with the West. We knew going into the finals, into the playoffs, that the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets were the class of the Western Conference. The West, in my opinion, are visually appealing to your eyes. They have a lot more star power. But the teams, to me, there's not that much separation than the teams in the East. You look at Portland, the 3 seed. They were royally smacked. You look at the Pelicans, who looked like world beaters against those Portland Trail Blazers. They were royally smacked in the second round by the Golden State Warriors. You look at the Utah Jazz, for instance. They look like they might have been on to something, smacking up the Oklahoma City Thunder. Get to the next round against the Rockets. They were thoroughly humbled. I present to you, Matt, and this is my theory, that there's not that much difference between the Washington Wizards and the Portland Trail Blazers. There's not that much difference between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Milwaukee Bucks. There is not that much separation. There is more star power in the West, but when the bright lights are on and when the biggest stage is front and center, Matt, the West follows the trajectory that we all know, and that's there's only two teams this year, all year, that had a chance to come out of the West, and right now they're competing in the Western Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm. So I think it is interesting. Were you going to ask a question? Or?
Yeah. So my question for you is, am I off my rocker for believing that the West and the East are a lot closer than everyone puts out? Tell me if I'm wrong.